We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on? Welcome to the Six Man Show Postgame Live, presented by Rock'em. Two games in 2 days, two postgame lives in 2 days, and we got a win tonight. I'm feeling good. I'm fired up. Welcome to the show. This is the Six Man Show Postgame Live, presented by Rock'em. I'm donning the stuff boxers in a unique location tonight. But yeah, welcome to the show. These are clean, by the way, never been worn. Just want to put that out there. This is a Six Man Show Postgame Live presented by Rock'em. Glad you're here. Your Orlando Magic win 118-88 in a game that wasn't even that close. A 30-point win, and it wasn't even that close. Pretty impressive tonight for the Magic, who, I mean, just wire to wire. I think it was like 9-9. At some point was the tie game, and then the Magic just totally took over from there, which you love to see. You love to see. The team really needed this. I think us Magic fans really needed this. So glad to get a very convincing victory for your Orlando Magic. Welcome to the show. Like I said, this is the Six Man Show Postgame Live presented by Rock, and we're here after every single Orlando Magic game. And hard to believe, folks, here we are tomorrow, Sunday, March 31st, Easter, by the way. Happy early Easter to those who celebrate. Tomorrow will mark 2 weeks until the end of the regular season. It is hard to believe that we're here, guys. There are only 8 games remaining. That's crazy. And I was thinking about it. That means there's 82 games in a season. We've got 8 remaining. That means this tonight is game number 73, and we've missed one postgame show, so that's 72, plus the 4 preseason games. We've done 76 of these postgame shows. 76. And some of you have been here for almost all, if not all of them, which is crazy. So thanks for hanging out with us tonight on this Saturday night. Lots of other things you could be doing, but thanks for being here tonight. Like I said, Magic win 118-88. We'll talk all about this game here for a little bit. It's not going to be a super long episode tonight. Like I said, this is a back-to-back for me too, okay? And then obviously there's just not a whole lot to take from this game. Magic just absolutely just dominated. But there is some things to talk about with regards to the rest of the league and the standings, and obviously we'll talk through all that. But really quick, the Six Man Show is presented. Six Man Show Postgame Live is presented by Rock'em. Rock'em, the world's largest sock store, and they're a Central Florida company located in Orlando, just down the road from Kia Center. They're an awesome company that we love a lot, with some really cool people that work there that are also diehard Orlando Magic fans. And so tonight, I did want to show off some of their Orlando Magic gear because, like I said, folks, we are 2 weeks away from the end of the regular season. Thankfully, that is not going to be the end of the Orlando Magic season, but the end of the regular season. So as you can see, they have these brand new stuff boxers, which I have conveniently located right here. These are the brand new stuff boxers, which I think are just absolutely wild. I mean, this is next level wild, y'all. That's why I love Rock'em, because they are crazy in the best way possible. I love these stuff boxers. So you can get those. Of course, obviously, you can get the Play the Song socks, which we're going to do in a second. We're going to play the song for sure. But yeah, got the Play the Song on the front, got the classic Magic logo on the back, all these things available right here at rock'em.com. Like I said, 2 weeks left in the regular season. Now is the time to gear up for the postseason, and Rock'em is a great place to do that. Just be sure that when you do gear up for the postseason, use that code MAGIC20, because that'll get you 20% off your order at Rock'em.com. Big shout out to Rock'em for supporting the show all season long. Big shout out to all of you that have already purchased gear from Rock'em using that code MAGIC20. It has gone such a long way, and we're just so pumped to be partnering with them. And yeah, thanks a lot, guys. All right, we got some super chats to kick us off here. Luis Rosario says, nice win, but still doesn't erase the last three games. You're right. But it is it's a nice bounce back, you know? It's a nice rebound from that. And you can ask for more from the previous three games. You couldn't ask for more from the Magic tonight. So I'll give them that, right? Like, you want to go out there and dominate a team like Memphis. And that's exactly what they did. Even though it's the second night of a back-to-back, there could have been excuses. This game could have been closer, but the Magic just weren't having any of it. Thanks for that super chat. Cool Bean says, we hit him with the quick smell my fart, good W. Oh, I love that. And then Isaac Ford says, some questionable turnovers from P5, but fire. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pick apart those turnovers tonight. I won't. I can see why, because obviously it's still a trend maybe that we don't necessarily like, but yeah, you won't hear that from me tonight. All right, going to the chat. Seth says, man, we need Wendell Carter Jr. to play like that every single night. Facts, man, he was so good. Seth also says, throw Cole back into the 6 months of the year. He would actually be considered if not for that slump mid-season. I think mid-season is being generous. It's like... Yeah, a big chunk of the season was a slump. But yes, I know what you're saying. Rom says, playing that song early, much needed win. Let's go 9 straight. That'd be crazy. Love that. Janine says, much needed commanding win. I need to hear our song. You know what, Janine? Ask, you shall receive. Let's do it. Orlando Magic. Let's go. Nice W for the Magic. One that we all really needed. Oh, man. Scott's Week in Sports says, play the song, baby. That's what we needed to do tonight. Let's keep it going on Monday against Portland. Have to beat Portland by a lot. In case you missed it, guys, the Portland Trailblazers lost to the Miami Heat last night by 60 points. That is a 6-0. They lost by 60. 60. Let me say it just one more time just to make sure it doesn't get lost in translation. They lost by 60 points last night in Miami, okay? So, yes, you have to beat them. They lost 142-82 last night. Gotta beat the brakes off of Portland on Monday. Heather says, start it early. I mean, Destin for Greatness says it here. You can hear the six-man crew chanting, play the song on the broadcast. Yeah, so we had a group night tonight. I unfortunately wasn't able to make it. But they, they were chanting, play the song with 10 minutes to go in the game. That has to be a record. But it was really fun to hear them on the broadcast. Destin also says, I think the Magic should let the six-man show and guests play pickup games before every home game from here on out. Good luck, Charm. I mean, we're 1-0. Can't argue with facts. Can't argue with stats. 1-0. Oh, man. Yeah, Doc says, so happy Kel took and made a few threes. Markel tonight, I believe, was 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. Let's double check that. Where is Markel? There he is. 2 of 3 from three. Yep. So, yeah. I mean, he came into the game tonight with 1 made 3 on the season. Ends up doubling that just on the night. Crazy scenes for Markel Fultz. I also want to mention really fast before we go any further, tonight is also a sixth fan show night. So coming up here later, well, as we speak right now, our guy Ben is out there, you know, hanging out with Magic fans, getting their thoughts on the game and the season, all that kind of stuff. But later tonight, that'll be uploaded for you guys to enjoy either if you're a night owl, you know, later tonight, or, you know, when you wake up Easter morning, you can play some fun reactions from Magic fans. Karen says, I forgot how to celebrate. It's a nice win, and our guys got to see how the ball looks going through the hoop for the majority of the game, and Fultz hit a three. Will wonders ever cease? Love that. That's so funny. Seth says we just got to play like that against 500 teams. Hey, they're five above 500 for a reason, you know? Lewis says, can we do it again on Monday? I hope so. And I feel like we can, but we'll see. Jeremy says, oh, how I've missed the sweet old song. Love it. Michael Martin says, just glad we're back to winning. That's what's key to keep the pace. Absolutely. And we're going to look at the standings. It's a really important win for the Magic tonight, especially considering some of the games that happen tomorrow around the league, which is very interesting. We'll take a look at those. BW says, much needed dub, 100%. Soul Train says, even though Paolo and Franz struggle with the three, it's refreshing that the team was making shots. Absolutely. Absolutely. Jeremy says, not the undies. Yes, the undies. Absolutely. You knew we had to bring him out. King Seven says, I know that was the crew that started to play the song chant. You better believe it, man. You never believe it. Janine says, not Kevin with the interesting headgear. Absolutely. Had to bring it out. Nathan says, two things can be true. We need to upgrade on Markel, and also we are a much better team when Markel is playing like himself. Replacing his skill set is not as easy as people seem to think. I think you're right. Like, Markel does a lot of really important things, and he's very good at those things. Where I think some people struggle is the things that Markel is good at are not the things that the rest of the team needs, if that makes sense. I think you're 100% right. I think both of those things can be true. But I think a lot of people struggle is that we just need someone who's a more capable shooter in that Markel role. But I guess we'll see. Karen says, and the win is just in time with Indy and Miami right on our rears. It's getting a little dicey, but this win helps a lot. Janine says this, and I think she's totally right. Hit the like button, Magic Maniacs. There's 80-something of you in here tonight on this Saturday night. There's so many other things you could be doing on a Saturday night, including watching college basketball or whatever. So thanks for hanging out with us. If you are hanging out with us, whether it's your first time or your, 74th time or however many times we've done this season, please hit that like button. It really, really helps the show out. And it's less about helping the show out and more about helping others find the show. That's always our goal, right? We want other people to find this community of Magic fans that we love so much. And so the more likes, the more YouTube likes us, and the more YouTube puts us out to people that are searching for the Orlando Magic when they get onto YouTube. And by the way, if you are new, I don't know how many of you might be new tonight, but if you are new, thanks for checking us out. We're the Six Man Show. We are an Orlando Magic podcast. We put out episodes every Monday and Thursday, and we're right here live on YouTube after each and every Orlando Magic game. So definitely, if you are into Orlando Magic content or just general NBA content, why don't you hit that subscribe button for more, especially as we run down the last little bit of the regular season here. Again, just 2 weeks from tomorrow is the end of the regular season, which is pretty dang exciting.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Luke B. says, when daddy's shot is back. Hey, Gotta love when daddy. Went 3 of 7 from three tonight. Can't complain with that. Janine says, set the boxers free. Love that. Destined for Greatness says, Markel Curry. That's a new one. That's interesting. Luis Rosario says, 50 and 32 is going to be our basement next year. The climb to the chip has begun. I love that. Love that. That's the thing. As great as this season has been, so full of surprises and surpassing all expectations, that means the expectations for next season are going to be that much higher. Especially considering, depending on how the playoffs go, but we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but you're exactly right, Luis Rosario. Different level of expectation next season. Luke B. says, the play the song chance made me so happy. Me too. Me too. Let's see here. A couple more, and then we'll hit the box score here. I love Paolo says, Markel better three-point shooter than Franz. That's so funny. Franz goes 0 for 4 and Markel goes 2 for 3. Can you believe it? Oh, man. What a time to be alive. Noel says, shout out to Mike Bianchi for being the creator of Play the Song but never gets credit. What? I don't know about that one. Noel, you're going to have to back that up for me. That would be news to me. He definitely didn't invent the song, and I don't think he invented Play the Song either. But maybe. You got to prove that one to me, Noel. You got to prove that one. All right. I'll give credit where it's due, but you got to prove that. Because that would definitely be news to me. He also says, our I Love Pal also says, Kevin, what did you think about Adele? Adele with the goggles last night for like 2 minutes. That was hilarious. He puts on the one goggles and within a couple minutes tosses them, plays without goggles, then goes to the other goggles, like the framed goggles, and then tosses those. And so funny. Jeremy says, does that magic number go down? It did go down. It was 8. Now it is 7. Your Orlando Magic, the magic number for the Orlando Magic. To clinch the playoffs, not the play-in, the playoffs, is down to 7. A combination of 7 magic wins and right now Miami Heat losses. That's the team that's currently there in the 7th spot. And we'll talk more about that when we get into the standings here in a little bit, which won't be that long. Like I said, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode. Michael Lynch, our friend from Ireland, says, thanks, Kevin. Needed that win. Hit the like button. Go Magic. Yes, please. Please hit that like button. Janine, you better believe we're going to hit that spreadsheet here in just a little bit. And Taryn says, this game shows how important floor spacing will be during the playoffs. Yeah. Yeah. The Magic got to shoot well from 3 in the playoffs or we're going to be in big, big, big trouble. All right, let's take a look at the box score. Like I said, we'll go through this pretty quickly. Not a whole lot to take from this. I mean, Powell's the only player to play 30 minutes tonight. Franz tonight, 13 points, 4 of 9 from the field. Did go 0-4 from 3, which again, he's just struggling, which I think all of those were really open. We had a lot of open threes tonight. So he goes 4-5 from 2, but 0-4 from 3 and 5-6 from the free throw line, 4 boards, 4 assists. No turnovers in 28 minutes. Paolo tonight, 13-9-7-4 blocks. Paolo was so active tonight in the paint, you know, swatting guys at the rim, which was fun. Only 2 turnovers for Paolo tonight, which he'll take in 30 minutes. 5-12 from the field and 1-5 from 3, and did not miss a free throw, 2-2 for him tonight. Wendell, what a great game from Wendell. Again, you have to consider the competition, but still, 15 points and 13 rebounds for Wendell tonight. He was awesome on the glass, which is huge because the last couple games, we've given him a hard time here, and the Magic as a whole, given him a hard time for struggling on the rebounding department. So credit to Wendell there. Caleb Houston got the start tonight for Gary Harris, who was out. 9 points for him, 3 of 4 from 3, and a rebound. I loved tonight's Is This Anything from David Steele saying that Caleb Houston has his shot diet, like 93% is 3-pointers, which is like crazy. But it passes the eye test, though. I would have guessed that. Jalen tonight, 15 points for him. He was electric, 4 of 5, 3 of 4 from 3, hit all 4 of his free throws. 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks as well. Joe Ingles, wow, what a first half for him, by the way. 11 points for him, 3 of 4 from 3. Cole Anthony was terrific tonight, 15 points, hit 5 threes tonight, 5 of 8 from 3. Markel, terrific night for Markel. Really, really good performance for him. 12 points, 5 assists, 4 boards, and again, we mentioned 2 of 3 from 3, which is crazy. Then Mo Wagner, Anthony Black, Goga, Chuma, Admiral, all scored 4 points or less. Everybody scored, though, which is kind of crazy. Everybody scored tonight, which is pretty cool. Looking at some team stats here. Magic won the first three quarters, especially the first one. They outscored them 33-13 in that first quarter. Really set the tone. Like I said, I think this game was tied at 9, like 9-9 or something like that. And then the Magic just went off and didn't look back. Only get 26 points in the paint for the Magic, which is interesting. But I guess when the three ball is going that well, you know, that's what's going to happen. Our biggest lead tonight was 43 points, which is crazy. 53 points for the bench tonight, 15 turnovers for the Magic. You did force 19 for Memphis, which you just love to see. And then looking at the shooting stats, you hold the Grizzlies to 36% from three, 33% from the three-point line. The Magic, on the other hand, go 48% from three. They go 50% or from the field, 50% from three. 22 of 44 for the Magic tonight. Then 87% at the line, a terrific shooting night for the Orlando Magic, which you love that. Love to see that. All right, a couple more things from the chat here. Yeah, Destin says everyone scored. Yep, which is pretty cool. I Love Paolo says, Kevin, when Dell is active defensively one-on-one, he can be a pest. I loved what I saw against Jaren Jackson Jr. Yeah, Wendell is a very good defender in stretches. He really is. Don't forget, it wasn't last season, but the season before, Wendell was statistically the best defender of Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid. In the entire NBA, the best defender of both of those guys. It's been a couple seasons, but that's just a statistical fact. There was a whole season where he like just shut both those guys down, which was so impressive. He has what it takes to be a really good defender. Noel says he did, back talking about Mike Bianchi, back when we still had Michael Carter Williams and Aaron Gordon and all them, every time the Magic would win a game, he would say, play the song. Even he's been saying how he doesn't get credit for it. Yeah. I don't know. That's news to me. So you're saying he wants credit for bringing the song back is what you're saying. Not the original play the song. I see. Interesting. Major Everett says Mojo's the most unstoppable duo in all of sports. You know, nights like tonight, you know. On nights like tonight. All right, let's see. What do we want to do here? We're 20 minutes in. We're not going to go super late tonight. Let's just look around the league at some other scores. Right now, the Bucks have a 5-point lead over the Hawks, 94-89. The Celtics ended up pulling away from the Pelicans there, 104-92. And then the Grizzlies Magic game is the only other game tonight. Just three games in the league, which is very, very interesting tonight. Let's take a look at what that means for the standings before we look ahead at the spreadsheet and the upcoming schedules for us and for our rivals here. The Magic now 43-31, which, by the way, I know we just had a three-game losing streak, and that was not fun, but it's still March, and we're 12 games over 500. You know, it's pretty awesome. So just to sit back and look at that, it's really, really impressive. What does that mean, though? The Magic are now 1.5 games up on the Indiana Pacers. Love that. And 1.5 games behind the New York Knicks and 2 games back of the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll talk more about that in a second, but the big thing for tonight is that magic number that we mentioned a second ago. You're now 2.5 games ahead of the Miami Heat, who hold the 7th seed right now. That magic number is now 7, okay? Like I said, that's a combination of magic wins and Miami losses, okay? So how does that magic number exist, right? If the Magic wins 7 games, that puts them at 50 wins on the season. The Miami Heat, the most wins they can get is 49 this season, right? Because they are 40-33, that's 77 games. That means they have 9 games left. And so if they go 9-0, the best they can do is 49 wins. So all the Magic need is 7 wins to put that out of reach. Or, like I said, Miami losses is the other part of that. So again, if Miami loses 7 games, that puts them at 40 losses. The most losses that the Magic can have now is 40. Wait, where's my math? 39 losses. Yeah, 39 losses again. So if they lose 7, then that puts them at 40 losses, and the Magic can only have 39 losses. I confused myself there for a second. The magic number is 7, okay? That's why nights like tonight are really important. Every win matters, including the Magic's next game, easy for me to say, which is on Monday against the Portland Trail Blazers. Let's take a look at our handy dandy spreadsheet, which, by the way, I have a new feature on the spreadsheet that will debut next week, and I'm very excited for it. I worked really hard on it. I got deep in my spreadsheet, calculations and functions bag to come up with this, and I'll show it to you guys next week. But let's take a look. Like I said, the only game of significance tonight was this Magic Grizzlies game. Tomorrow, these are the games to keep an eye on. You got the Heat and the Wizards. The Wizards are terrible, okay? Expect the Miami Heat to win that game, all right? Likewise, the Toronto Raptors are the coldest team in basketball right now on a crazy losing streak. I believe that losing streak is still active. Let me just double check. Yes, 12. It's a 12-game losing streak for the Raptors. You should expect the 76ers to win that one. The two games that are the most interesting for me are these two for two reasons. Number one, look at the opponents. It's Knicks versus the Thunder. By the way, the Knicks last night played an insane game in overtime against the San Antonio Spurs where guys played over 40 minutes. Then you have the Cavs starting their West Coast trip in Denver against the reigning champs. Those are two incredibly difficult games for those two teams. Also, why is it important? Because those are the teams that you are chasing. So there's a world, if we come back here to our standings, you're a game and a half behind New York and two games behind Cleveland. There's a chance that you go into Monday's game just a game behind New York and a game and a half behind Cleveland. 3-4 are still right there for the taking, especially when you look at Cleveland's schedule. Because they're in the gauntlet right now. They're going out west. They've got this Denver game, then a back-to-back Jazz-Phoenix. Like Utah to Phoenix, that's crazy. And then the LA back-to-back, Lakers-Clippers, that's rough. We're going to keep an eye on all of that. But yeah, that's what's ahead here, guys. It's getting interesting. As for the Magic, you know, got the Grizzlies tonight, you know, and then Blazers on Monday. Then Pelicans. That's a tough game on Wednesday in New Orleans. But then, you know, Hornets, Bulls, and we'll talk more about the rest later. But anyway, it's going to be interesting, guys. It's going to be interesting. I wish I could sit here and tell you what I know what's going to happen. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen, which is kind of exciting, kind of scary. But regardless, like I said, 2 weeks till the end of the regular season, which is crazy, crazy. Oh, man, guys, I think it's going to do it for us tonight. Like I said, a little bit of a shorter show. It's a back-to-back for me, too, okay? Magic get the very convincing win tonight against the Memphis team that just looked pretty rough. But like I said, sixth fan show will come out later tonight. Be on the lookout for that. Monday, a new episode of the Sixth Man Show, Jonathan and Luke. I look forward to hearing that because Jonathan and Luke and our group night tonight, they had quite a day. If you don't follow us on social media, they got to play on the floor at Kia Center this afternoon, which is kind of crazy. And then they got to go to the game tonight and enjoy what was an absolute blowout. And so looking forward to that episode on Monday, hearing Jonathan and Luke break that down. But then I'll be back right back here Monday night after the game against Portland, which hopefully ends the same way that tonight's did. Every game matters. We're down to the wire. Final 8 games of the season, which is hard to believe. Can the Magic do it? Can they clinch the playoffs? Let's hope maybe this time next week. Who knows? We'll see. It's possible. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. I'll see you back on Monday. But until then, have a great weekend. Happy Easter. And of course, let's go, Magic.